The idea of a gap year, postponing the start of college, has become a bit more common in the U.S., and a handful of colleges and universities are now actually encouraging accepted students to take a year break before starting classes. While the experience is still out of reach for most students, more schools are expected to support and even help pay for gap years. From WGBH in Boston, Kirk Carapeza has more.
Starting next year, Tufts University in Medford, Massachusetts, will give incoming freshmen the opportunity to do a year of international or national service prior to beginning their studies. Alan Solomon heads the College of Citizenship and Public Service at Tufts. He says America is facing a crisis in its public institutions.
The most important question that we should be asking future generations is, what are you going to do to serve?
Under the program, Tufts students will stay in touch with faculty throughout their service year. When the year ends, they'll talk about their experiences together. Solomon says it's important to give financial support to those students who want to take a gap year but can't afford one.
We are going to make it available to students of all economic backgrounds.
Tufts isn't alone. More and more elite schools are packaging gap years. Princeton and UNC Chapel Hill, for example, have started to offer fully subsidized service programs so that more low-income students can get similar experiences to their affluent peers.
A lot of students need a gap year. They're not ready to begin college.
Mara Dolan is a higher education consultant. She doesn't find it ironic that more schools are telling students to take a break and then overseeing their experience.
It's certainly consistent with the idea of what a college education provides, which is something more than a degree. It's developing the whole student so that they can become higher functioning individuals when they go out in the world.
Despite these efforts, though, gap years are unrealistic for most families. Buying plane tickets and passports and visas before spending a whole year overseas can be expensive for students and the vast majority of public colleges and universities.
Extending this down towards the bottom 2,000 colleges in America, the first barrier will be they simply can't afford to do it.
That's Anthony Carnevale, the director of the Georgetown University Center on Education and the Workforce. He cautions that every year students stay out of school dramatically increases their chance of dropping out.
If we're talking about well-heeled kids who get to make a lot of mistakes, take a lot of risks in their college career, and will make it because they have the backing from their parents and the school, I think it's a very good idea. I would be worried about it for less advantaged kids.
That's because research shows creating any kind of gap in formal education is most harmful to low-income, non-traditional students. While gap years are becoming more common, they are still quite rare in the U.S. Fewer than 2% of students who get accepted to schools decide to take a year off before attending.
Can I just have the stomachs, please?
Inside the student center at Tufts, freshman Lydia Collins grabs a snack between classes and then charges her campus debit card.
So not real life. I'm always very thankful for the amount of vegetables and fruit that are always available in here. Because last year it was a lot of rice, beans, and potatoes.
After being accepted at Tufts, the 19-year-old from Evanston, Illinois, packed her bags and moved to Ecuador. She taught English and worked in a microfinance organization and helped businesses get loans.
I wanted to understand foreign aid, and I also wanted to learn about myself and throw myself out of my comfort zone before spending a lot of money at college.
Tufts and other universities hope these new gap year programs will push other students to get out of their comfort zones and learn skills like leadership, self-awareness, and empathy, skills that educators and economists agree the country desperately needs. For NPR, I'm Kirk Carapeza in Boston.